Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
As always, we're talking teen dramas, mostly early 2000s, because there was so many.
Yeah.
One Tree Hill, Season 4, Episode 13, Pictures of You.
Yes.
I feel like I
forgot to look up who...
Well, I was just looking at that, and I feel like it didn't tell me.
Oh.
I wonder. Anyways.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Did yours start with the spooky black title card?
It did, yeah.
I have questions about that.
Yeah, I mean, especially because, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, because, like... We've got that again, like, on the school shooting episode and the one before, I think. The car crash accident, you know, accident. The hit and run accident. And then this one. So, like, I kept thinking that at some point, whether it was going to be the freaking flashback again.
Yeah.
Or, like, something, but literally nothing.
It was nothing. Nothing happened.
And I was just like, is this just because kids are having real conversations?
Maybe. We're remembering that they're in high school?
Like, oh wait, we're having real conversations? So, oh, better black title card that. People need to pay attention. This is serious. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know why they're...
But yeah, it definitely, because I couldn't remember this episode... It just kept...
Yeah, me neither.
I felt so set up to, like, that I thought something was going to happen. Or, like, I didn't think something was actually going to happen. Well, I did have... I wondered if all of a sudden, like, something would happen to Glinda. But, like, I was like, okay, something's either going to happen with Dan or something, you know? But, like, then nothing happened. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Apparently the title is The Cure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, I guess this is like our Breakfast Club episode or
whatever. Correct. 100% that's what's happening.
Especially because the teacher.
Yes, I was going to say, in case we weren't sure.
I mean, I guess if people don't know the Breakfast Club, I don't really know what to do for you. But.
Yeah, same.
Because, yeah, like a. I feel like I haven't seen it in a really long time. Like, does it hold up? Would it still track? Like,
I don't know. It's been too long. It's been too long for me to say one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, kids in a school having real conversations.
Yeah. I mean, that is basically the Breakfast Club in a nutshell.
Right. So.
But, so after our title card thing, after the title card, I don't remember what order this happened in.
Yeah, no, I got, like, for me
right,
anyway,
like
it
right
was,
away.
It was, yeah, every time it's been black title card, that's all you get first. No right. music, no theme song, just the spooky black title card. And then it was, like, Lucas in the hallway with the, like, time lapse kind of a thing.
Yes.
And the
He's
voiceover.
Standing there and everyone else is moving really quickly around him.
Yeah. You know, time changes when, how long something, but... life-altering whatever, and then, like, it's him standing there, it's Peyton standing there, Haley,
Nathan, Brooke, Mouth, Skills, Rachel, Bevan, Chase, Glenda, and you're like, oh, okay, this is so random.
Well, and especially because, like, again, I know Glenda, but I was just like, oh, like, why?
Right, because... but, like, we don't
well, and because, like,
Glenda.
I thought...
Which I guess is the point of the episode.
Yeah. But you know how we know that one thing and we're waiting for that one person to do that thing?
Yeah.
At first then I was like, oh wait, was it Glenda? And I was like, no, it's not Glenda.
No.
It's the other person.
Yes.
So correct. Then that's why then I was like, oh, well, and that's then because of the title card, I was like, oh, does something like happen to Glenda? But no, it doesn't.
Nope.
And it was enough that, like, yeah, like, we know who Glenda is, but, like, I feel like it would have been easy enough to I mean, unfortunately for the episode, topic of the episode, but like to forget.
Right.
Because it's been long time.
It's been a very long time. But we also forgot about Tim. So like Glenda shouldn't take it too personally.
Fair. Fair.
But anyway, after all that, we go to a classroom. Because apparently these kids go to school sometimes.
Yep. Okay. I need to jump in right here and logistics please this, because the entire basis of this show,
yes,
is that prior to, so if we're in grade 12, prior to grade 11, these kids basically didn't know each other or know of each other to the point where some of them didn't even know of each other. And then all of a sudden now every single one of them is in the same class at the exact same time, and that's never happened prior to the end of their fourth year of school together, which realistically is the end of the 12th year of their school together, because they're in a small town, so they probably have gone to all of their grade school together.
Well, especially because we find out that Skills and Haley have been friends, like, basically as long as Lucas and Haley, like...
Yeah. Anyways. That was literally, like, that was my note, because all of a sudden it was, like, everyone was in the classroom, and I was like, wait.
Yep. But I mean, whatever. Whatever. They really just wanted their Breakfast Club episode.
I know.
So, yes. They're like... I don't even know. Talking about how they see each other.
Well, yeah, because the teacher, it's that whole, like... You know, how does he start? It's with... He's like, does this class matter? Like, in the scheme of life. And, like, they're like, obviously it doesn't. And then he says, like, realistically, there's only, like, five terms for every single person here in high school. So, like, a jock, prom queen.
I thought they were going to go full Breakfast Club with this, but they didn't.
Loner. Geek. And then Brooke suggests slut. But the teacher goes with friendly.
Yes. Presumably he just can't write slut on his...
Which, I mean, that's fair.
It's chalkboard. Yeah. Friendly.
Yes. But then he starts asking them, like, so he asks Shelly, clean teen Shelly, to, like, describe mouth. And she says, nice. And he's like, well, that's not one of the words. And nice is friendly, but we know that but if it's friendly, then that means mouth is a slut.
Yeah.
But then also, then it kind of goes through, like, all of them, right? Like, something about Brooke being prom queen, and then, like, Peyton being, what do they call?
Prom queen.
Yeah, and then she's like, no, like, I'm a loner. And then, obviously, Glenda's like, as if, like.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, like, goes through there. And then we learn that, like, Lucas doesn't know Glenda's last name. Because Haley tells everyone that Lucas's middle name is Eugene.
Eugene.
And it's just that whole, like. We're all here, and, like, we don't know each other, and, like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yep. I know. I always find it funny, like, again, with the logistics. Like, either the school is so big that they don't know each other, which is what we are presented with at the beginning of this series.
Yeah.
Or it's small enough that they all know each other, and they should probably know each other's last names. Like, even if you didn't know each other that well.
Right? Because that's just it. Like, even my thinking, like, I mean, once we were in junior high, and that would have been in combination of, like, four elementary schools, and, like, you all had your own homeroom, in junior high, we were all still just, like, you stayed with your own homeroom. So, like, yeah, you, even if you weren't necessarily friends, like, you still,
right,
obviously, because there would have been people from schools that I didn't know, but, like, you still, because they were in your class, you knew them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, once I got to high school, because we had majors, we were kind of siloed into your own little thing.
Yeah.
But even with, like, the couple hundred people that were in my grade, I still feel like I would have known all of their names, or, like, at least been like, oh, yeah, that guy, or, like, something. Not in a way where, like, it would have just been so, like... who is this person?
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, they're getting an assignment. So half the class writes their name on a piece of paper. They put it in Nathan's hat because for some reason he's been allowed to wear this hat in class. I don't know if that was a rule at your school, but no one was allowed to wear hats at my school.
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with it was last century, so I don't know.
Valid. Fair enough. But and then the other half of the class is going to pick a name out, and then that person is who they're going to spend the rest of the class with.
Yeah.
So, was it Chili gets Mouth, Haley gets Skillsington, because that's how he wrote his name down. Rachel gets Bevan, Glenda gets Lucas, and then Peyton swaps with Brooke. She gives her Chase because that's who she drew, and then Peyton ends up with Nathan.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is they basically have to get to know each other throughout the duration of this 50 minutes that
they're together. Yeah, they're going to, like, go off, and then they have a couple questions that they have to, like, talk through, and then they have to take a picture that will go in the yearbook.
Yeah. Oh, yes, but before they go off to their things, Brooke makes a comment about, like, oh, do I have to... Because he says something about, like, it's a chance to reinvent yourself, like, now, before you leave school, even though you're going to be able to do that once you leave school. And Brooke's like, oh, do I have to? Because my friends already see me as fabulous. And the teacher's like, pretty sure the calculus teacher sees you as a girl who's failing calculus. And Chase is like, excuse me?
Yep. Not happy. Yeah, so, like, he's not happy about that. Mouth isn't happy because Shelly
called him a geek. Yeah.
And then Glenda's not happy because Lucas doesn't know her last name.
Mm-hmm.
So it all just starts off really great.
Really great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, then they're all just like leaving the class. Bevan's like, I don't get it. I love Bevan. Bevan's so great in this episode.
Yeah, this is like a clutch Bevan episode.
Oh, so good. And then Brooke tries to like explain herself to Chase, but he just kind of walks off. Yeah. So then we sort of just like work our way through these things that they have to do and like move between each pairing. So the first thing they're supposed to do is share something personal. And Glenda very snarkily is like, my last name is Farrell, by the way. Oh, man.
Well, and then, then like Chase gets mad.
Yes. Because
he's like, you were supposed to be tutoring me, but you were failing.
Yeah. Like you're doing worse in calculus than I am. Yeah. What the hell?
Well, and then like Brooke and Shelly kind of have a whole little like back and forth because like she called him, you know, nice, geeky, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, and he says like, oh, like my middle name's Leonardo from my grandfather. And she's like, oh yeah, that's super personal. And he's like, right. What? I thought like, it's just an assignment. Like I thought we were just going to like make up stuff anyways, kind of a thing.
Right.
So, but then.
Then.
Shelly gets real.
Yes. She tells him all about this guy that she was with at summer camp before starting Clean Teens. And it was pretty serious. And so we already know a little bit about Shelly's backstory. Mm-hmm. So we know that there was a guy. But anyway, they weren't allowed to see each other anymore. But she was like, she knew she was going to see him when school was back in. But then when she got to school and was waiting for him, he saw her and then basically just ignored her. Mm-hmm. So rude. And that's when she decided to start Clean Teens.
Hmm. Just like, so typical. Fun at summer camp. Oh, no, wait, I have a new girlfriend. Mary. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are dumb.
They are. I wonder who it was, too. Like, is it somebody we know, or is it just, like, a rando that we don't know?
Well, right, because she says, like, the whole thing is, like, I was standing right here, like, at this school.
Yeah.
Like, so it's clearly someone that goes to that school.
Yeah.
But again, clearly people don't know each other, so.
Well, and I mean, there is an entire basketball team that we don't know, so, like.
Yeah. And they probably have other sports there, too, that we also don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's all the non-sports people.
Right.
I'm assuming there's many, many non-sports people.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, and then we end up on the roof with Haley and Skills, which seems precarious with her, all of her situations.
Yes. Being pregnant, which she does point out. But apparently there's a really good view up there of, like, the river.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, it looked really good. I was like, I didn't even realize the high school was that close to the river, to be honest.
You know, that rooftop certainly was. But it was cute just because, like, Skills was like, okay, no early. Well, it comes up, like, multiple times where he's just like, no early baby. Like, do not deliver this baby early. And you're like, oh, Skills. Too cute.
But he points out a factory that you can see from the rooftop, and he said that's where his dad has been working since he graduated Tree Hill High. And he tells her, because they're supposed to tell each other a secret now. Is this the secret he's telling her? No. I don't even know. No? They're just talking about something real?
This is still just the, like, personal or whatever.
Oh, the personal thing. Right.
Yeah.
And these things are so similar to me.
Well, yes.
Anyway, he tells her that there's a job waiting there for him if he doesn't get a scholarship to go to college. So he's got a lot riding on this potential scholarship.
Yeah.
And then Haley's baby kicks.
Was that then?
Yep.
Okay.
I think so.
Because again, it jumps back and forth so often.
That's where I have it in my notes.
Yeah. No, now that I'm looking, I do as well. Although I won't logistical police this pregnancy because it's a whole just logistical situation. But anyways. Sure.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
So then we go to Nathan and Peyton, who have gone to the weight room. And Nathan tells her this story about how, I can't remember how old he said he was.
Yeah.
But basically, Dan had told him he was too skinny and, like, not strong enough to be, like, a really good basketball player. So he decided to prove him wrong by lifting weights every day.
Yeah.
And getting himself stronger. And he shows her that every time he added another weight to his reps, like, to make it heavier, he scratched initials into the weights, and it's Peyton's initials.
Yeah,
which I thought was, like, weirdly cute, even though as it gets pointed out, they were terrible together, which is so funny because he's like, we were good together, and Peyton's like, here, and she, like, holds out her hand and is like, feel that, and he's like, oh, what is that, and she's like, that's where I broke my hand punching something because we broke up for, like, the 20th time. We were terrible together.
And he's just like, yeah, I know, you're right. Like...
I think their friendship is the most adorable.
Yes.
I love them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rachel and Bevan are in the girls' bathroom, and Rachel is not going to do the assignment. Instead, she's going to smoke a joint she has.
Okay.
Yeah. As you do.
Yep. Oh, Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, and then, see, all these seem the same too, right? Because then, like, we end up in the tutor center, and, like, Brooke just tells Chase, like, her crime.
Yes.
And again, yeah, like, was that the truth one? I don't know. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, was that the secret? I don't remember at what point
No, because, like, the secrets come later.
Whoa.
Because their secrets are gross. Or, like, stupid.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. Because it was something, it was, like, something personal and something about truth and then something about whatever and then something about... Like, it was all the same thing, but just worded differently.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, she just, like, tells them that, like, this is the cabinet where I, like, got the thing and we copied it, whatever... and then you know, like, we had used Clean Teens for a cover, but, like, I stayed because of you, and, like, yeah. that's the truth. That's the real truth. And you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah. He's still not very happy with her, though.
No. Nope.
Mouth and Shelly decide to start over. Stop sniping at each other.
Yeah.
And they just talk a little bit about... I think she, like, apologizes for calling him a geek, and he's like, I just want to not be, like, the nice guy all the time. Like, I want to be dangerous for once.
Yeah.
And then next up, this is the next thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do an impression of a celebrity. Oh my God. So then it's just Impression City.
Yeah, and, like, and also in a way where, like, it almost seemed really fast. Like, it... Like, it seemed like we were going into a montage, and, like, we kind of did, but it wasn't, I don't know. It just felt weird.
Yeah.
And also, because all of the impressions were awful.
I mean, yes. They were. So, yeah, Mouth does some sports announcer guy that Shelly's like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And I didn't know who he was talking about either. I'm sure someone probably knows, but it wasn't me. Lucas does a terrible Jack Sparrow impression. Like, it's awful.
Well, and, like, it took a long time to get there, and I was just like, oh okay.
Then Haley does one of the Olsen twins,
yeah,
which was a little bit funny just because she was doing that thing with her face. Lucas again, I couldn't even figure out what he was doing at first. He just does a George Bailey impression from It's a Wonderful Life. Then Nathan and Peyton are doing Borat.
Yeah. Oh
my God. And then Haley does a Joey Potter impression. Which I'm not going to lie was also pretty funny. Because of like the way she's playing with her hair.
Oh my God. I just, I'm picking Pacey. Oh my God, I died.
And then we get Brooke doing Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to JFK.
Yeah.
And then Lucas finally does a decent impression when he does Gollum, except that Glenda says, that's a good Elmo.
Oh, which is so funny.
Yep. Oh, yes. And then they have to do something they're afraid of. And that's when Mouth admits that he's a little bit afraid of Shelly because she's really pretty and it's intimidating. And you can see Shelly's all like, ooh. Yeah. Nathan tells Peyton they're in the gym now, like the
like
on the court,
the actual gym,
not the weights room gym. Yeah. And he tells her that the thought of being a father scares him,
mm-hmm.
which is valid. Not only is that just a scary thing in general, but like he's still a child. Haley's worried that she's not going to be able to leave her mark on the world. Like, she's excited to be a mom, but doesn't want that to be, like, it for her.
Yeah.
Also, she's scared of clowns. Which, you know what? That's fair. They are unnerving. Bevan is still trying to get Rachel to do this assignment. God bless her.
Yes.
And Rachel's just like, I'm too high to care. And you're like, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't realize how quickly we flipped through everybody. It didn't seem quite as, like, rapid fire while I was watching it.
Well, right? Because, like, some of it's, like, that was just super quick, right? Just kind of be like, oh, yeah, we're still talking about Rachel and Bevan. But then it goes to Chase and Brooke. And they have this whole, like, deep conversation of, like, she was afraid that she wasn't enough for him. And, like, he's like, you're so popular and whatever, because, you know, you're prom queen and president and student blah, blah, president. Cheerleader, whatever. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, but, like, good enough for that, but, like, my parents haven't talked to me in 6 weeks. So, like, I'm not good enough for that. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The terrible parents of Tree Hill.
Yeah.
So bad.
No, we end up back with Glenda and Lucas.
Oh, yes.
And she's afraid, like, of her mom, because mm-hmm. her mom's just garbage.
Also the worst.
Well, yeah, because she's wearing these earrings that she, like, stole from her mom, because mm-hmm. she's, like, not allowed to, like, wear them or whatever. And you're like, not good.
Yeah. And then we get this reveal. Lucas has a full draft of a novel.
I fully, because, like, I see him pull it out, and I was like, wait, what? So, like, that's my notes. I was like, did we, because, like, obviously we know that a novel happens, spoiler,
yes.
But, like, I was like, wait, did we know this was happening? And then, of course, Glenda, like, jokingly was like, who knew? And he's like, no one. Like, I've been secretly writing this. And it's like, oh, no, wait, you've been, like, secretly writing this. Yeah. Like, not even the audience knows. And I was like, oh, right. Okay. So that's when this happens.
Yeah, because the only other indication we got that this might be happening was one of the voiceovers ages ago.
Yeah.
That I couldn't tell whether or not it was, like, him doing some kind of college application essay, or if it was, like,
yes, right,
first draft of a novel.
Yeah.
I still don't know the answer to that question, but there is a novel now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, he goes on about, like, basketball, playing pro basketball was his first dream, this is his second dream, and, like, if this doesn't work out, like, it'll be hard to find another one. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go back to Bevan and Rachel. Poor Bevan. The next question is, where do they see themselves in 10 years? Which is already the worst question. But, so honestly, Rachel's answer is kind of funny. She's like, in 10 years, I plan to be 28. But then she starts coughing because she's been smoking too much pot. And Bevan's like, not at this rate. Oh, man. Too good.
Oh, man.
So then we go back to Chase and Brooke.
Yeah.
And she's, like, doodling. So in the previous, another scene with them, Chase had been doodling on the, like, transparency for the overhead projector. Do they still have those?
I was just about to say, I'm like, words that nobody understands.
Anyway, overhead projector, you'd have, like, a thing, and it had a light, and it projected whatever was on the
projected and
clear
plastic
clear
yep.
thing, clear plastic sheet of... Anyway, and there were markers that you could also write on them, like, washable, like, that you'd use on a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Splitting this for everyone out here who doesn't know what we're talking about.
Well, that's what it was, anyway. As soon as I saw it, I was so distracted. I was like, oh my god, overhead projector. Yeah.
Also, I just, like, forgot that you could draw on those and then do a fun little doodle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he had done one earlier, and now Brooke is doodling her Close Over Bros logo.
Yeah.
When she says she wants her fashion line to be hugely successful. Mm-hmm. And then Chase tells us that he wants to be a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if that happens for him.
I guess eventually we'll find out. we need someone needs to remind us whenever, however many seasons from now.
Right?
Giant spoiler, apparently he comes back. We have no idea what happens. So it's
no idea.
Not even really a spoiler because we don't even know what happens. But we'll have to double check if he's a pilot.
Yeah, we will. We will. Then we have Nathan saying that he hopes Haley has a bunch of platinum albums. He hopes his dad learns how to be a good grandparent. He hopes his mom is alive and sober. Which at this point I was like, so are we just not addressing what happened last episode? But we do. It's fine.
Yeah.
And basically he says, like, if everyone else's dreams come true, he'll be good. And Peyton's like, that's cool. But you need to put yourself first and sometimes, and, like, your dreams need to have priorities too. Because she's, like, worried that if he doesn't, then he's going to end up wondering what could have been, just like Dan.
Yeah.
So, and she makes an excellent point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yes, we go to Skills and Haley, and he says he would just be happy playing basketball, not necessarily for the NBA, but like he could play basketball overseas. That would be fine too. Again, we flip through everyone so
Well,
quickly.
but just wait. While he's doing that, she's laying down.
Oh yes.
And because she says her whatever, like whatever, but she like stretches her arms above her head so her shirt rises up a little bit and you see her fantastically fake baby bump.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And just in, like, and that's why I didn't even remember what he said or she said, because my entire notes were just Haley, fake belly.
I think that's why I missed what
Whatever
she
Haley
said.
said, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know what Haley said.
Was too distracted. And, like, I get that that happened, but, like, was that the only take that they had?
Right?
Did no one catch that? Is that not someone's literal job to,
You
like,
would think.
check on that? But anyways. And then we go to Shelly and Mouth, and she's just like, yeah, she wants to like have good friends and a guy that she's in love with and something, something, whatever.
A cat.
Oh, right, yeah, the cat
Yeah.
that greets her at the door.
Yeah. We go
Lucas.
back to, yeah, Lucas and Glenda. He says if he doesn't make it as a writer, he could come back and coach. And that would be cool. And Glenda's just like, I just want to get as far away from here as possible.
I know that feeling,
I was
girl.
gonna say,
Ooh.
she's fascinated.
Is 1,700 kilometers far enough? I don't know. Could I go further? Maybe. Not that I know the distance, but anyways.
That's hilarious. To be
Well,
fair,
wait.
I'm not actually that far from my high
Yeah.
school, but like you could not pay me to go back and live in that town, city, small city, whatever.
Well, actually, this is, I think, when we cut back to Haley, because then she talks about how she's been thinking, like, she could be a teacher.
Yes,
So I think maybe
right.
that's why. Maybe she didn't say anything
Yeah, maybe
before,
she
and then
didn't.
she says it
Maybe,
here.
yeah.
Laying some groundwork.
Oh, yes, this is where they tell them a secret.
Then it's
That's
secret,
the
yeah.
last one. I see. Everything was just so similar that I just
Yeah.
lost track of everything. Brooke tells Chase about Rachel betting her that she couldn't sleep with him in three dates. But then she also says that she never would have pressured him into it if he didn't want to. And that's it, no more secrets.
So
And
there was
then
a bet,
there
and
was.
she technically didn't take it.
Right.
And then his secret is that she is enough.
Gross. Is that a secret though? Like,
Well,
cop out.
cause he's saying that, and then she goes to say something, and he like puts his finger on her lip, and he's like, "No,
Yeah.
shh, it's a secret." And you're like,
Barf.
"Ah."
Yeah, I don't like these two. That's my decision on that. Oh yes, Bevan asks Rachel if she wants to tell her a secret and like actually do this assignment. And Rachel says she'll tell her something, not for the assignment, but just because. And she says that like she never really felt anything with any of the guys that she slept with, and she thought that like after all of her surgeries and whatever that it would be different, but actually she doesn't. And then Bevan tells her she always wonders what it would be like to be a dude. I adore Bevan, like truly and sincerely. Oh yeah, and then Rachel makes a comment about like maybe the problem, like her own problem with guys, is that she's actually into girls, so Bevan kisses her. Rachel's like, what the hell? And she's like, if you didn't feel anything, then you're not into girls, because like I'm a really good kisser and you would have felt something. Honestly, fair. Bevan's a babe.
Yes.
Hilarious. Oh, and then Skills' secret is that he has the letter, which will let him know about his scholarship offer and whether or not he's got one.
Yeah.
But he's been too afraid to open it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then Haley's secret is that she, I don't know how she described this. She feels disconnected, that sometimes she doesn't fit in, like she was born in the wrong time, she doesn't belong, weird, etc. And like she doesn't want her son to ever feel like he doesn't belong. And then Skills just, you know, goes into being Skills and is like, he won't, he's gonna be awesome, and if you can't, like, let him know, like, I'll let him know. And you're just like, Skills! Yeah. And also because, like, I know the future with Skills.
Right?
And you're like, yay!
Oh, Skills!
Yeah.
Love it. I know, I was thinking of that too. I was like, oh, he will have his back!
Yes!
Oh, and then Glenda. So Glenda's secret is so funny. She pulls out her, like, pack of birth control pills.
Yeah.
Which, like, is that just how they come in the States in that round little...
I know that's certainly how they come in the States on every single TV show.
Right.
I have never once seen them like that in reality.
Me neither. This is my question.
Maybe it's like American pharmaceutical or something. Maybe.
Yeah, right?
Because I feel like ours are always just like blister packs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just like a regular blister packs. It comes in a box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. I just had a question about that because I was like, every single time I see this in American television or movies, it's always in this round little... You know what? It's pretty handy. It looks like a compact.
Well, and that's what it was. I was like, she's handing him her face powder?
Yeah.
But then I went, wait.
No.
America. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, she doesn't actually take them.
Yeah.
And she goes on to this whole thing about how her mom was, like, one of the popular pretty girls in high school, and she thinks she's disappointed that Glenda isn't. And, like, how, like, she would never get a boyfriend or whatever. Like, her mom is saying this. And so she made up a boyfriend and, like, sent herself flowers from him, other things from him, and eventually told her mom that, like, they were getting serious, so maybe she should go on the pill, thinking it would be, like, a whole bonding experience. And then her mother... said to her, I don't know who would sleep with you, but here you go, when she got her the pills. To which Glenda responded, I don't know who would sleep with you either, but here I am. Which is pretty good. And then they haven't spoken since, which apparently was 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, that's some truly horrendous parenting.
Yeah.
They just let anyone be a parent, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the problem. Yeah.
Like, truly, some truly heinous parents out there. It makes me so angry.
Well, and then it's just such a, like, oh yeah, so then the right answer is to force everyone to have their babies when they're in a situation when that would not be the best option. And you're like, cool. The world.
Indeed. Anyway, okay, this is when we finally find out that Nathan is actually aware of what happened to his mother last episode.
Yes.
Because he tells Peyton straight up, he's like, my mom tried to kill herself.
Yeah.
And he has told no one except for Haley. And poor Peyton. Peyton's like, oh my god.
I know, right?
But then, oof.
Yeah.
His real secret is that when he found out that she might die, for a fraction of a second, he felt relieved.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, what kind of person does that make me?
Which, like, it's all completely fair and understandable feelings and thoughts.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, no matter whether you're a teenager like he is or a grown up, like, I have thought all the time about parents and whatnot, And it's, yeah, like, you're like, oh, man. But, like, it's, you also have to do what's right for you. And, like, he has his own family now. But it's, like, this, it's, like, this serious, deep moment. You can tell, like, Peyton's, like, struggling to figure out, like, how to comfort him in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, too, because, like, she has two dead mothers.
Yeah.
Like, double the ordinary amount of dead mothers.
Yeah. But then she's just like, I can't whistle. And she tries to whistle, and it's so bad. And then, like, he starts laughing, and they both start laughing. And you're just like, this is perfect.
They're so cute. They're so cute. Their friendship is everything to me. I love them.
Yeah.
I love that they went from being the most absolutely toxic romantic couple alive to being actually genuinely really good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Then we go to Mouth and Shelly, and her secret is that she has a pair of leather pants that she really wants to wear, but she can't because of the clean teen image that she needs to have.
Yeah.
And Mouth is like, change the image. And then she says something about how, like, before she started clean teens, people saw her as a slut, and then she used to be friendly. And she just wants to be seen as, like, a girl. You know, just a person. Yeah. Mouth calls her beautiful at one point. I don't know.
Yeah.
These two are actually cute. I do like these two.
Well, and then she asks, like, how he got into, like, all the AV stuff or whatever. And that's when he talks about Jimmy.
Yeah.
And, like, how he's, like, really sad because, like, he still misses his friend. But, like, he can't actually talk about it because Jimmy killed Keith. But, like, he still, like, it was his friend, like, it was one of his best friends, like, he still misses him, so that's his secret. So, yeah, they're still breadcrumbing us here.
Yes, but they are indeed. But no flashbacks this episode, thank God. Then Shelly says she never told Mouth what she was afraid of, and admits that she's afraid to be there with him because she's a clean teen and he's hot.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you mean that about me being decent looking? And she's like, that's what I said. I said hot.
Yes. So yeah, so then, like, Chase and Brooke kiss, and then Mouth and Shelly kiss.
Yeah. Yay, everybody's happy. Oh yes, we go back to Glenda and Lucas, who are still in the
theater.
Yeah,
I think
theater. It's definitely looks like a theater. There's a stage, there's seat, like, theater seating.
Yeah, auditorium, I guess.
What I guess called? Right, anyway. She tells Lucas that he needs to give his novel manuscript to somebody who's, like, actually gonna be honest with him about it and tell him the truth, and not just be like, oh, it's great. And then her secret is that she's actually going to miss this place.
Mm-hmm.
And she wishes she tried harder while she was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because she says something like, she didn't try harder though, because she didn't want to look like an idiot. And, like, Lucas is just like, I think that's how a lot of people are. Like,
yeah,
we're worried about people seeing us the way that we really are,
mm-hmm.
or not seeing us the way we really are. And then she says that he would have made a good goth because he's, like, a loner and kind of broody, but also is really nice.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Honestly, I might have liked it more if he was a goth.
Right?
One Tree Hill revival, give us goth Lucas.
So. Well, then it's Bevan and Peyton.
Oh, yes.
Rachel. Bevan
and Rachel. Yes.
Yeah.
So Rachel's like, oh, God, I'm so glad this is over. And Bevan's like, I don't know, I liked it. And Rachel's like, yeah, because she says something about what, she's too stupid to resist or something.
Yeah. Blissfully stupid.
Yes, blissfully stupid. That's what she says. Yeah. And this is when Bevan drops some truth bombs.
Yes. Well, she's, yeah, she's like, I might be stupid, but I'm not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And just, ooh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and she says, like, I let you and the other girls have your way because that's how you need it to be. Like, yeah.
And I was just trying to see if I could, like...
Yeah, here.
Find it. Oh, yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says, I know people think I'm stupid, but I'm not dumb. I just let you and the other girls have your way because that's how you need it to be. But I think Carl's right. Carl is the teacher.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, we're all going to graduate and I can start over. It'll be harder for people who need this place to make themselves feel special. The people who use high school to build themselves up and then find out that the real world doesn't care so much about who you were in high school. People like you.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn. And she immediately flips and was like, okay, so what are we going to do for our pictures? Which is why I love Bevan to pieces. Because she's not, she's kind of like, she's not stupid. She's just kind of ditzy sometimes.
Well, and in that way where, like, constantly she is showing that, like, not that it's like an act or anything, but as she said here, like, she's well aware of her position, her role.
Absolutely.
And plays into it, maybe plays it up sometimes.
Absolutely.
Because in the end, like, she knows that she's going to win, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's like, yeah. She can be whoever she wants to be when she leaves high school.
Yeah.
So then Mouth and Chili are still making out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to get your leather pants for the picture and take off your shirt. I was like, what is happening? Oh, yes, and then we flip to Peyton telling Nathan to take off his shirt.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of all of them. It's like, take off your shirt, take off your shirt. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, Skills gives Haley his letter and is like, please open this for me. So she does. And she's like, looks like you're going to be going to that factory to tell your dad that you got a full ride to college. Yeah. And Skills is like, girl, that's messed up. Anyway, yay! Skills got a full ride.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Brooke and Chase are talking again about, like, not feeling good enough and how that never really goes away. And
there's always labels.
And he's like, I have an idea. And then our overhead projector comes into play again.
Yes. And this is where then everyone does a little mini voiceover. Cause they, I guess part of the assignment was that you had to, like, say what you learned about this person.
Yeah.
So everyone does the little, like, mini voiceover as they're taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Which I can't remember really what any of them were, to be honest.
Chase talks about, like, labels, and that's why Brooke is standing in front of the projector, and, like, there's all the different, like, words.
It says, like, not pretty enough, not smart enough, like, all these other different labels, and it's sort of, like, all projected onto her.
Yeah. And then Chase is skateboarding in his picture, and Brooke says something, I don't know.
Something about how he's a clean teen, and that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, yeah. And then Nathan is standing in front of one of the Ravens, like, painting logo like murals.
Yeah.
But he has his top off and he's like, he's holding his arms out, sort of like,
very, very dramatic.
Well, and like, yeah, it's kind of Christ on the Cross styles. And he has, like, the two basketball hands in his hands. And Peyton says that, like, she learned that he's a martyr. And then Peyton's drinking from the water fountain. And I guess doesn't realize that that's when Nathan's taking the picture.
Yeah.
And he says, in light of recent things, which I guess is the whole, like, Derek thing taking pictures.
Valid.
She goes to punch him. So, like, her picture is, like, Peyton mid-punch. and then Mouth is talking about Shelly and how everyone knows her as a clean teen, but he learned about her just as a teen.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has the leather pants on and no top. And it just says, like, teen written on her.
Yeah.
And then he asked her to prom. And then don't know, Shelley says something about, like, Mouth actually kind of being dangerous, and he has these, like, horribly 2007 sunglasses. Oh, God. On.
Right?
And she's like,
so much.
I was so distracted by them. Then she's kind of, like, whispering in his ear, and she kind of, like, takes, like, a selfie of them.
Yeah.
And then says, like, she accepted.
She said yes to prom.
And then, like, Rachel's like, yeah, Bevan said that she wanted to be a man. And that's kind of like, but then it's like Bevan at a urinal and, like,
yeah,
a guy comes in and then all of a sudden is like, wait, what?
So funny.
Well, and then Bevan's is the best because she's taking a picture of Rachel and Rachel's, you know, like, primping herself and getting
like, fully, like,
already.
Model posing.
And Bevan's just like, I can't remember exactly what she said, but basically it was just like, people think I'm dumb, but, like, I know exactly what I'm doing. And she purposely takes... So, like,
and
Rachel's
out of
focus.
Yeah.
And, like, it's focused on, like, the posters on the wall in the hallway. Yeah.
And it's, like, such strangely framed, too. Like,
yeah.
Almost cutting Rachel off. It's perfect. It's great. Oh, yeah. And then Haley and Skills. I can't remember what they... This is where Haley says the thing about how she's been with, like, friends with Skills since they were kids. And he, like... They get a picture of her, like... He's holding her, like,
yeah, like, I mean, the old fireman, or, like, no,
yeah,
but just, like, kind of, like, pietà style, like, I don't know, he's just, yeah, he's carrying her,
yeah,
like, bridal styles almost, but, like, she's, like, dangling, so I don't know.
Yeah, pietà style, that's true.
I don't know, kind of, like, flopped around. But and then, like, she
Nathan
takes pictures.
Was Christ on the cross. Haley was Christ off the cross.
Oh my god! They couldn't have done that on purpose, right?
I don't know.
That seems too intellectual,
a little
right?
Weird.
Oh, maybe we're onto something. And then she takes a picture of Skills with his acceptance letter.
Yeah.
And then Glenda. I can't remember what she says about Lucas, but it was something relatively nice or whatever. And he's, like, done and, like, she's, like, painted him up in, like, full goth styles. And then I have questions.
Okay.
Because that's where it cuts and we end up with, like, Lucas's voiceover about Glenda. But it's, they're back in, like, real time of, like, Glenda's going to, like, her mom's picking her up in the car and, like, Lucas is walking with Peyton, and it's just something about, like, you know, I wish I'd taken the time to be friends with Glenda before this.
Right.
But then, like, he goes over and he, like, hands her his manuscript, like, you know, through the window, and says, like, it's really nice, you know, he's like, I know that you'll, like, tell me the truth, and, like, I had a really good time spending the day with you today, and is like, hi, Mrs. Farrell, which is kind of supposed to be the whole play on, like, because he didn't know her last name.
Right.
And then I think also, like, kind of a dig to the mom being like, oh, look at Lucas Scott, like,
right,
talking to your daughter. But then that's when it freeze frames for Glenda's picture,
which is not... I didn't even notice that. I just assumed Glenda didn't get a picture.
Well, and see, that's what it was, right? Is that it, you didn't see, because with everyone else you saw the other person taking the picture,
right?
And at least it was the actual, like, frame. Because that's always, like, one of my biggest things that I hate about on TV and movies, where, like, someone's taking a picture, but then it's clearly, like, the camera angle and, like, or, like, not the, you know, the filming camera, not the, like,
not
picture
the,
camera,
like,
angle or whatever. But then, yeah, so, like, the whole time I was like, wait, is he going to all of a sudden, like, bust out that camera and, like, take a picture of her in the car? But he doesn't.
No.
It's just the end of the show, and then it, like, pauses on her, and I'm just like, then I got mad.
That's fair. Understandable. Yeah, that is weird. And that's where we end.
Yeah.
That's it. The end. Glenda's going to read his manuscript for him.
And that's all she wrote. I was so confused because I was like, why did we have ominous black card opening?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's only, I mean, we talk about Deb's suicide attempt, but, like, we knew that we saw it happen.
Yes.
And that didn't have one. And then they mentioned Keith, but, like, no flashbacks. And I was just so confused.
Yeah, I know.
So, whatever.
I mean, yeah, I guess like that's it. I don't know. I don't know. So that was One Tree Hill Does the Breakfast Club.
Yes. And yeah, the only new person is the teacher,
Yes.
who is John Capellos, who was Carl,
Yes.
the janitor in the Breakfast Club.
He's from London, Ontario. Yeah. I did not know that until I was looking him up for this episode. And I was like, what? London, Ontario, Canada. Okay. He's also in 16 Candles and Weird Science. So, like, he was all over the John Hughes thing.
Well, yeah, that all tracks.
Yeah. And then he was also just in everything, apparently,
Yeah, I feel like he's like on an episode of everything.
including Umbrella Academy. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we ever see this man again, but he's relevant because
Yeah.
just in case you weren't sure they were doing the Breakfast Club this episode, we have this man.
One, because like at the time, like that was, I feel like even at that point, like the Breakfast Club was old enough that like for us it was old, but I would imagine we would have clocked it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it still had enough of like
Yeah.
a
Cultural.
cultural presence.
Yeah.
I think a lot of John Hughes films still did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off like all the time in high school, so it really is. It's really good. It's excellent.
Ugh, I have definitely watched like that and Footloose. I watched so
Oh, I
much
love
growing up.
Footloose. The original Footloose, not that remake they did.
Correct. Oh my God, is it still Ren McCormick in the new one?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I don't care to.
Also, like it was just so funny because I watched Footloose so much when I was even younger than when I moved to the Footloose town that I grew up in.
You're
And then it was just those moments of like, wait.
like, wait a minute.
Right. My prom is also outside town limits. Okay. And now just looking back, I'm like, whoa.
I haven't seen Footloose in so long. Now I want to
Me
watch it.
neither. I know. We should do that. We should
Yeah.
find it on something and group
Right?
watch. I guess the most high school moment I just had like random pairing group project.
Yeah, I mean, like, this entire episode was kind of the most high
Yeah.
school moment.
Yeah.
And possibly the most high school moment of, like, the entire series.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Well, because like, I guess we're gonna have to change it up
I was
for
just
season.
thinking that once we're done this season, we're gonna have to change up the high school moment because we're not gonna be in high school anymore.
Yeah, most North Carolina moment. I don't know.
We'll have to figure it out. It may end up having to be most soap opera moment.
Yes, I like it. Oh man. Who did you have as most annoying?
I hit Rachel.
And just because like she wasn't even being Rachel annoying, she was just being like,
She was being the irritating person you get paired with for a group project annoying.
yeah, just yeah, bad teenager.
Yeah, and just like needlessly rude to Bevan, who's supposed to be her friend.
And that's just it, like they were both excited at the start. And out
Right.
of all of the pairings, like that's what I thought Rachel would have wanted. And then she just immediately was like, I'm gonna get high, this is dumb, blah blah. Like that's what you do with when you're paired with someone that you don't know and don't care about.
Right.
Not with someone who's one of your very few friends. So, agreed. All right, Rachel. What am I missing?
What
What
was
did you have
the
as
other episode?
the quote of the episode?
I had Bevan's whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just so good because like
It was great.
it just came and like her face changes, her voice
Yes.
changes, and she just so in that moment you know that like again, not that she's putting on an act, but she just is playing into her own strength to then not manipulate. Like again, it sounds like it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
Or no,
she's not
like
manipulating. She's just like,
she's playing the game in a way
yeah.
where she's not gonna lose.
Exactly.
And
She's
she's not
like, she knows
necessarily
what high
like,
school is about.
yeah. Yeah.
She knows that in the long run, this is not going to define her.
Yeah.
So she's doing what she's got to do.
And then a song of the episode.
Well, I think it has to be Bob O'Reilly.
Agreed. I mean, because, you know, like, there's, like, a Dashboard song and Lynyrd
There,
Skynyrd.
there's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Yeah. But, yeah, as soon as that comes on, I mean, partially I'm like, CSI New York? What?
I mean, yes.
This is the best part of all of the CSIs. But, yeah, that came on, and I was like, boom, done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the winner. And it caps off the episode, too. So, yeah.
But, yeah, so Deb, Dan, Whitey, and Karen, we don't see them. Because, again, yeah, so teenager. And yeah. I think I, like, forgot that Lucas wrote the novel in high school.
Same. I 100% forgot that.
Maybe I just thought that it was, like, that was the jump. But it's not. I mean, it happens during the jump, but, like...
Yes.
I thought it all happened during the jump.
So did I.
But there we are. Lucas has a novel. I wonder what it will happen about it happen with the novel in the future, or if it will have any sort of effect on the rest of the show. Or the people, or his relationships. Interesting.
Interesting.
Which also now reminds me, when we started watching October Road.
Yes.
Jake Jankowski. Because that was his whole thing in that show, is that he wrote a novel about his small town, and then, like, moved to New York.
Right.
And then everyone, like, was like, oh, you wrote this about me, and blah, blah, blah. Interesting. Because, again, I don't, like, totally remember all of the, like, Lucas novel fallout stuff, but, like, stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's the whole point of, like, the rest of the show, basically.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, Jake Jankowski. I know. I miss him.
Yeah. Why can't Jake Jankowski write a novel on the show?
He should. That would have been better.
But then here we are at the end, and again I have no idea what happens next, because we're still not at prom. We still have a couple episodes before prom.
Yeah, but see, the best part of this episode is that Peyton and Lucas don't really interact.
Oh my god, yes, the best part. I don't think they do it. The only thing we see
just
them
at the end
walking together at the end. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I have no idea what's happening next. What even is the next episode?
Yeah.
Oh no, I know what happens in the next episode.
Oh no.
Anyway, we will find out.
Won't we? Well, I guess, because again, I don't know what happens, but Jen remembered, so if you're intrigued at all by her little moment there, tune in next week and we'll all find out together. Bye.
Bye.